hardware
to get me through the day. Give me some
hardware
so I can make my pay.
Hardware
so I won't have to work.
Hardware,
quit acting like a jerk.
Resellers and industry insiders discussing the secondary IT hardware market. Available weekly via RSS or download at refurbradio.com so you can listen while you IM your 20 best broker buddies.
Refurb Radio, Episode 6, IBM Mainframe and the Next Generation. Welcome back to Refurb Radio. I'm producer Lindsay Gish, covering for host Corey Donovan, who actually had a conference to attend today and couldn't join us. I'm here with Marty Brown, who's back from a two-week sabbatical. Marty, how's it going?
Hey, I'm excited to be back here in the broadcast studio of Refurb Radio, but thanks.
Good. Thanks. We're glad to have you back in the studio as well as back in the office after ASCDI. How was that?
ASCDI was, as always, a blast, and having it in Vegas was more fun, and I think some brokers had too much fun, but it was a short conference. It started on Wednesday and went through Saturday, and I think that was enough time for people to meet, get to know each other, and lose some money. I have yet to meet any brokers out there who won any money, but I know, Lindsay, you're going out to Vegas pretty soon, aren't you?
I am, yep. I'm going out with Corey and Bill and Kevin and Vince, actually, for Interop, so it should be a good time. Probably a little bit exhausting, as everybody always seems to be tired when they come home, but it's always a good time.
So. Yeah, it sounds like you guys have some fun things planned for that trip.
Yeah.
A couple things that were interesting. We had a gentleman from IBM, one of the architects of the original i5, or the Power architecture, and he talked about the future of IBM with the i5 architecture. It's really neat, and he talked about where it's going, and one of the things that he mentioned was all the Vegas casinos use the i5 technology, which was fun. And then, of course, they have all the partying afterwards. We went to the Ghost Bar. MTV was recording there for some show. And I think people drank too much and had a lot of fun, but...
seems to be the trend.
When all the, I guess, the chips came in, we... had a good time and met a lot of new people and made some great connections.
Cool. What is the Ghost Bar? Everybody always talks about that place.
Well, the Ghost Bar is a fun bar. It's on top of the Palms Casino, which is just off the Strip,
okay.
which is actually makes it better. And you're up on the 55th floor, and you walk out. And it's a relatively small bar, and you walk out there, and it's got a little inside portion and a big deck, 55 floors up, and
cool.
You overlook the whole Strip, so you can look and see. You know, from the very beginning on one side to the other side, and you can see sort of the layout and see how the hotels stack next to each other. It's fun to see, and then they have a little glass piece on the deck there. It's about, 4 feet by 4 feet, and you can step on it and look down, and it gives your stomach the woozies little bit.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah, especially after a few beers. It makes it even more fun.
Makes it even worse. That's funny. Awesome. Well, it sounds like it was a good time, as always. Events like that are such a great opportunity to network with other people in the industry and put some faces to the names like you and Corey were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's always nice to meet the people and put some names to the faces, the IMs. A lot of our work is done over instant message and telephone.
Yeah.
So it's nice to exchange business cards, shake some hands, and talk about the business and other things.
For sure. Well, let's bring on our guest for today. Her name is Christine Harper. She is a 23-year-old mainframe assembler programmer and a graduate of the University of Arizona. She's one of the key players in the initiative to turn young programmers and administrators onto mainframe. Christine, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Actually, I just turned 24 a couple
months
ago.
I'm sorry about that. All right.
I'm getting older.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So, I don't know if you just want to start maybe with a brief bio of yourself, just give us a little background. You did go to the University of Arizona, right?
Yeah, I went to University of Arizona in 01 and graduated in 05.
Okay.
So I was a little disappointed when it turned 2007, because now I can't say I graduated last year.
Oh, no!
But yeah, I mainly went there because I had a good gymnastics team, and I was a gymnast my whole life. And,
oh, cool.
I was on the team there all 4 years, and they had a decent computer science program, although that's not where I learned the majority of what I know now on the mainframe.
Okay.
I got into this business. I always tell people it's not my fault. Both my parents were mainframe assembler programmers, so it was in my genes, and then in my senior year in high school, I took an independent study course from my dad.
Oh.
He basically gave me an introduction to the mainframe and to assembler language and all that. And then from the summer I graduated after high school until I worked full-time for NIA Enterprise Software starting summer 2005, I did internships for the company every summer. And that's probably where I learned the majority of what I know now, as well as going to the share conferences as much as I could until now, where I can go every conference.
Right. So you went to those while you were in college?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how early did you know that you wanted to work with mainframes or work with computers in general? Was it when you're 5 years old or when you hit college or when gymnastics got boring?
No, it wasn't that early on. My dad always tells me this story. He took me to take your daughter to work day when I was about 10. And I told him the most interesting thing about his job was being able to spin in the extra chair in his office.
Oh.
And that if this was the last job on earth, I wouldn't want it.
Oh, no.
So apparently it's the last job on earth because I love this job now. But I think when I took the course from him my senior year in high school, is when I just got enveloped in the power of the mainframe and all the code that you can do and the efficiency of the language of assembler and just the processing power, the security, the scalability of the mainframe just blew me away compared to anything I had learned so far in high school. And to think that I could be a developer was pretty exciting. So I think that's when I really realized that's the career path I wanted.
I'm amazed that you knew enough about any of this, any programming, any administering at that point in high school to even be able to make that decision. I, even now, am not very familiar with the mainframe, so it's amazing to me that you knew that much already enough to say, hey, this is way better than anything else I already know. So you must have been a pretty...
I didn't know a lot about computer programming like Java and then, but I just had never seen anything so grand and efficient and just had so many aspects to it. You know, you look at all the things you can learn on the mainframe and you realize if you do have this job, you will never be bored at work and you always can learn something new. And I guess just to have parents who put the mainframe in a light that's actually what it is and not all the stigmas you hear from all your classmates and professors in school, I had a good start, good attitude looking at the mainframe from early on.
Yeah, for sure. I suppose if they're constantly telling you how great it is, you're probably going to believe them right off the bat until you actually figure it out yourself. Are there issues of respect at all, being a young... Granted, obviously you're young, and that's one of the huge things. That's why everybody's talking about you and about Z Next Gen and all of that, just because that's kind of the big initiative right now to get all of you guys up and running while everybody's retiring. But are there issues of, like, respect with the older people that you're working with? Do you ever encounter that at all?
That's a good question. I was wondering about that myself when I was first getting into the job and being an intern. But what I found so far is that people are really excited to have new mainframers on board who really want to learn this stuff. And so everyone I get to work with and everyone I meet, they are more than willing to be generous and share their knowledge of the mainframe because they realize, you know, they want to pass it on to someone eventually. They're not going to work forever.
Right.
And to be able to pass it on to people who are passionate about the mainframe like they are, I think they really... They're almost as excited about the opportunity to teach me as I am to learn from them. So I've been very well received in this company as well as at the share conferences, and I'm definitely very excited that it's come out this way.
Good, yeah, it sounds great. I mean, I'm sure it's the first time for them and it's the first time for you, and it's such a new thing. It's only been right for the last couple of years you've really been pretty involved in it. I mean, you've only been done with school for...
Yeah, I've only been working full-time just over a year and a half now here.
Yeah.
And although I'm still waiting for the day when I go to the share conference and there's a line at the women's restroom,
yeah.
that will be a very exciting day.
But, yeah, that's kind of an industry thing, I think.
But I think more have seen an increase since all the years I've been attending share. And I do work with... probably 95% of my coworkers who I work closely with are men, but
I know the feeling for sure.
But I do think that women have a place in the mainframe just as much as men. So
cool. Well, hey, we're gonna take our first break, but in a few minutes we'll come back and get to talking about Z Next Generation and more about what you do on a day-to-day basis. So we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You love the game. You love your team. And you love your friends and family. So to get home safely, you hand off your keys to a sober, designated driver. America's all-star team of sports leagues, stadium service partners, brewers, broadcasters, and traffic safety experts thanks the sober, designated drivers who make sure you buckle up and get you home safely.
In a time when the broker market was overrun by trading sites and online auctions, trust was forsaken for convenience. Yet, a vibrant life rises in the Midwest to vanquish uncertainty. Dealers worldwide trust vibrant technologies for quality, expertise, responsiveness, and trusted drop shipments. Visit vibrant.com for showtimes and tickets. Actually, for servers, networking, and storage.
All right, we're back. This is Lindsay Gish here with Marty Brown on Refurb Radio, and we're with Christine Harper, assembler programmer for Mainframe. She's a 24-year-old kind of bucking the stereotypes in the Mainframe world. So one thing that we were talking about is who uses the Mainframe?
That is definitely a good question. I get that a lot at work as well. To first say what a Mainframe is, if you're unfamiliar with it, it's pretty much a large computer a large amount of processing power. It's very robust and viable, and it's a significant part of today's IT infrastructure. And it's used mostly for large-scale computing purposes. It has tons of processing power, a ton of I/O bandwidth, a huge instruction set, very efficient resource sharing, 64-bit architecture now, and it's been around for so many years, and the list of people who use the Mainframe has just grown dramatically. To give you an idea, about 80% of the world's business data is housed on the Mainframe. So an easier question to answer would be, who doesn't use the Mainframe? People use the Mainframe on almost a daily basis. If you fill up your gas tank, all major gas companies are on the Mainframe. If you use an ATM, running in the background to make sure everything goes smoothly is a Mainframe. Let's see, FedEx, UPS, John Deere, Ford, American Express, Nike, many governments, insurance companies, I mean, like Southwest Airlines and all sorts of different big, large companies out there, phone companies, you know, every time you make a call. So every day people use the Mainframes and they don't even know it. And that's almost a bad thing in a way, because the Mainframes are so efficient and so they're almost like a stealth machine, and they just run so well that their mean time between failure is about 35 years. Wow. So your average desktop computer, that is probably about 35 days or something.
Or seconds, depending.
Yeah, so there's definitely some reasons why the Mainframe is not known to the public, because it just works so well in the background for most of your everyday uses.
Okay, yeah, so you don't even really have to think about it because it's just always there and always stable, so.
Yeah, so, but there are a ton of companies out there. I think 99% of the Fortune 500 companies are on the Mainframe.
Wow.
I read that IBM, their Mainframe business has taken off recently. I mean, in the last few years, there have been a surge of people buying and installing new Mainframes.
IBM has worked significantly to lower the total cost of ownership, or TCO, of a Mainframe. So there's many options for your business. You don't have to spend millions of dollars. I mean, this isn't like a $100 transaction, but I mean, they have worked to lower the cost and make it more widely available to a lot of companies.
Now, with these new installations and people adding Mainframes, they need people to manage them and administrate them. And that sort of brings you to the next generation. Talk about that. Talk about what your involvement with the next generation is.
Well, Z-Next Gen is a new user-driven community that's a shared project. And our goal is to connect peers and facilitate shared experiences among Mainframe professionals. We started, well, there's a debate about when we started. We sort of began to formate share of August 2005 in Boston, where they invited new mainframers to meet at a local pub, and they just thought a few people would show up, and it turned out to be a group of 30 or 40, and really decided that this was a good idea to create a group at Share for the new mainframers out there like myself. And somehow or another, I became project manager of this group, and it was pretty funny because at the time, I didn't even know what a project was really at Share. So I was happy to take on the volunteer role, and we have grown ever since then and become an official Share project. We have a few goals, and we are geared toward two groups of people, not just new mainframers out there, new and young, but those who may be further on in their career path, and then all of a sudden they are thrown into the mainframe area of IT. So anybody who's new to the mainframe, whether you're young or old, we're interested in helping you get a better experience for your career. We have goals to help Share recruit new mainframers to attend the conference. We're working on communications forum to facilitate communications between our new mainframers and the mentors. And currently today we have over 260 members, and from about 95 different companies, and we are a global group now. We have people from about 8 countries, I think, around the world.
Cool.
And we connect through the website by attending the Share conferences, through monthly calls, through emails. It's really a great way to network and get some friends in your career and make your opportunities for learning more on the mainframe just a little bit easier.
Yeah, and just have other people around you that share the same similar interests and knowledge, and that's got to be a pretty fun thing for all of you.
Mm-hmm. We're sort of here to, as a group of newcomers, we want to leverage the experience of the mainframe veterans out there.
Right.
And because it's really important to learn from them while we can before they retire, and then we're left to take over.
To do it on your own. So is most of the Z Next Gen people are young, right? Most of them are, what'd you say, between 20 and 30?
I would say that most of them are young, but we do have several members who are part of Z Next Gen due to a career switch to the mainframe.
Okay.
Now you mentioned there are mentors for all the people that are in your group. That's a wonderful way to learn. Without mentors, how else do people get experience working with this? Are there classes at colleges? Are you working with colleges, too, to work with mainframe? Or are they just getting experience on the job? How do people normally get wrapped up in this?
That's definitely the million-dollar question there. That's definitely one of the main problems with mainframe education is it's not widely offered at colleges. You can't just go to any old college and sign up for mainframe courses and learn about it. There's a compared to the number of colleges out there that teach computer science, there's very few that actually focus on the mainframe. But we are working with colleges, especially my company and IBM. We're working hard to partner with colleges to get them to offer mainframe courses.
That's the Academic Initiative Program, they're calling it?
Yes, that's the IBM Academic Initiative Program, and ZNextGen is somewhat associated with that.
Okay.
That's a global movement IBM is working on to encourage colleges and universities around the world to offer mainframe courses. IBM provides course material, course guidelines, professor education for the mainframe, and so many resources and access to the mainframe hubs so that colleges can easily start up mainframe curriculum at their schools. Also with IBM, my company, Neon Enterprise Software, we are partnering with local colleges here to encourage them to start up mainframe courses, and we've already been successful with Houston Community College here and are looking to more colleges here in Houston as well as Austin. So it's important for companies themselves to take action if you are a mainframe company to try to better the education process for mainframes out there.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you have a lot on your plate, but it sounds like you're also making some pretty good progress. So we actually, it's time to take another break, but when we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Academic Initiative Program and ZNextGen with Christine Harper.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty. And you wonder, what can I do? You can support Heifer International. Heifer provides animals that produce milk and eggs and income for education, housing, and healthcare. Recipients pass on the gift of their animal offspring to others, bringing dignity, self-reliance, and hope. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
The U.S. Postal Service wants to remind everyone this year to protect themselves from becoming victims of identity theft. Your personal information is a goldmine for identity thieves. Identity theft involves acquiring key pieces of someone's personal information, such as a name, address, or social security number, in order to impersonate them. For more information, log on to www.consumer.gov/ncpw. A message from the U.S. Postal Service.
Hello, this is Lindsay Gish back with Marty Brown and Christine Harper just talking about Mainframe developing the Z Next Generation initiative and the academic initiative program as well. Christine, how do you see Z Next Gen and the academic initiative program and just the general education of young people on mainframes or the, as you were saying before, the transition job changes from one sort of system to mainframes? How do you see that growing in the next couple of years? Because obviously it's been a huge thing over the last couple of years, and tons of colleges and universities are starting to adapt, and a lot more young people are being turned onto it. So I'm just curious as to what you see happening over the next few years.
I think the future of mainframe education and ZNextGen is definitely bright. We have a lot of plans in the works right now to grow our project so that we can handle more people and still connect on an intimate level within our project. We are working on our own, I think you say, landing page for our own website.
Yeah.
We're working on an online communications forum. We're working on creating meetings between shares for local groups of ZNextGen to get together for a weekend dinner or something of the like to just meet and communicate and network and have a good time. So we're working on really being able to connect on the same level as we grow as a project.
Okay.
We do have the monthly calls already, which have been very successful, and attendance on those has grown significantly even this past couple months in Share in Tampa.
Okay.
And the future of mainframe education, I think, is looking bright because colleges are getting on board and realizing the value of teaching mainframes, because a lot of students are interested in taking courses on areas of education where there's jobs available.
Mm-hmm.
And jobs on the mainframe are going to increase in the next few years as people begin to retire.
Right.
As I told you before, my coworkers are not of my age group. I don't know how to best say it politely. Not that I don't enjoy my coworkers, but I don't want to be working alone in the next 10 years.
Right, doing it all on your
own. So to see IBM getting involved, to see companies like Neon and Press Software getting involved at a local level, to see ZNextGen really work to try to improve the networking opportunities for new mainframers out there, I think there's definitely hope that that more mainframers will be popping up in the next 10 years.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure. Sounds like you guys have come a long way and probably are going to just continue to grow. Everything looks pretty bright, so definitely.
Yeah, we have a lot of support, too. We, as a new project this year, we didn't want people to think like we're trying to come in and replace all of the good mainframers out there already.
Right.
We want to learn from them while we can.
Mm-hmm.
So people, I think, understand our attitude and our motives for coming in. We don't want to come in and take over. So we've had a lot of good support, a lot of mentors guiding us through this whole process. So we've definitely established a good relationship with the mainframers out there already, which is very important if you want to want to really get a good education overall from the veterans out there.
Absolutely, yeah. They're the ones that have been in the field, and they've been doing for a long time what you guys are going to be doing, so what better people to learn from?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's great that you've been so well-received, too. Well, where can people get more information about how to get involved with Z Next Generation or that sort of thing? I know you have a blog.
Yes, I do have a blog. You can find a link off our company's website, which is neonesoft.com.
Okay.
And I think if you just add a /blog to that, that will take you to my blog. You can find a lot of information about ZNextGen from the SHARE website, which is share.org.
Okay.
And if you do a search on ZNextGen, you'll probably find our webpage on there. And like I said, we're working on our own webpage to come out in the next few months. And from the ZNextGen page at the SHARE website, you can send an email to get signed up, and that email goes directly to me, and I will respond and add you to our email list, send you the invitation to our monthly calls. I keep track of our members so that I can work in the future to hold events on certain locations where there's a lot of ZNextGeners between shares, or you can email me directly to ask any questions you might have.
Okay. Great, and we'll definitely put all those links on refurbradio.com too, so if anybody didn't have their pen out, they can just click on the links there. And, well, Christine, we really appreciate you coming on today. It sounds like you have your plate full, but it also sounds like you're making some awesome progress, and everybody seems to be pretty excited about it, so.
Oh, yeah, I have a great team working with me, and, you know, it's all the people working together to make this happen, because if you don't have you need people with passion and the same goals that you have, and so it's I'm not doing this on my own, you know. So we have a great team and great mentors and coworkers here to help me succeed.
Right. All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, and like we said, we'll put all the links up at refurbradio.com, and definitely encourage everybody to check out ZNextGen and Christine's blog as well. So.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening today, the sixth episode of Refurb Radio. Christine Harper is a great guest. It's always encouraging to see young people so active and involved in their industry and so excited about what they're doing. So we have one more week. Next week we'll be back, but then the week after, Corey and Bill and I will actually be at Interop. We're going to podcast from our booth there, talking to some other people in the industry, and should be a pretty good discussion there. But again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week. The opinions expressed on this refurbradio.com program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the sponsors or advertisers. Any rebroadcast of this program without the expressed written consent of refurbradio.com is prohibited.